Thank you for joining us this week. This week we're going to be thinking about prayer, broadly gathering around that amazing passage in Acts 2, which of course we've been sort of doing in this early part of this year, looking at how that early church lived, how they were devoted to the apostles' teaching, the prayer life of that community, and devoted to the fellowship. We see that this early church was successful in that they were disciples who made other disciples. We read that new disciples were being added to their number every day. So this week we're going to be thinking around that broad question: are you and I devoted to prayer? And what does that look like? What can we learn from some of our Bible heroes when we think about prayer? Maybe prayer is quite hard work for us. Maybe it's something we only do when we gather with other Christians. We struggle on our own. Maybe it's something we just do at the beginning or the end of a day, a bit of a habit. Maybe we only pray in emergencies. Maybe the word prayer fills us with that sense of guilt that we're not giving enough time to it. Or maybe we live prayer-soaked lives. But we're going to dip into the Bible account, the Bible stories this week, and think about prayer. And hopefully throughout the week, it will help us to develop more of a devoted prayer life. I'm going to start with Jesus, of course. Our reading today is from Luke 6, 12 to 19. Luke 6, 12 to 19. One day, soon afterward, Jesus went up on a mountain to pray. He prayed to God all night. At daybreak, he called together all of his disciples and chose 12 of them to be apostles. Here are their names: Simon, who he named Peter, Andrew, Peter's brother, James, John, Philip, Bartholomew, Matthew, Thomas, James, son of Alphaeus, Simon, who was called the Zealot, Judas, son of James, Judas Iscariot, who later betrayed him. When they came down from the mountain, the disciples stood with Jesus on a large level area, surrounded by many of his followers and by the crowds. There were people from all over Judea, from Jerusalem, from as far north as the seacoast of Tyre and Sidon. They'd come to hear him, to be healed of their diseases. And those troubled by evil spirits were healed. Everyone tried to touch him, because healing power went out from him and healed everyone. Well, Jesus, of course, is our great model. Jesus lived the perfect human life. Jesus showed us what kingdom life should be like for human beings. And so here, as we read this, we see modelled a way of being devoted to prayer. We see the Son of God, who himself was devoted to prayer. This isn't the only occasion that our gospel writers tell us that Jesus prayed. A number of times we find Jesus heading off on his own, maybe to a high place or a remote place, to spend time in prayer with his Heavenly Father. And we also know that the disciples watching Jesus saw something different in Jesus' prayer life, something they didn't see and recognise elsewhere. So much so that they asked him to teach them how to pray. On this occasion, Jesus has an important decision to make. He, from what we're told here, has a large group of disciples who are following him. But it's time for him to focus in on the few, to choose from those around him, to choose the 12 in whom he will invest his time and energy. But how does he choose? What does Jesus do? Well, he spends the night in prayer before making this decision, before calling the 12 out of that group of disciples. Before making this big decision, Jesus devotes a whole night to prayer. Now, I wonder what you and I do before making an important decision. Whose advice do we seek? How much thought do we put into it? Maybe we make lists or write things down. Maybe we have a little ponder. Or maybe we just get on and make a quick snap decision. But here we see Jesus setting aside significant time for prayer. Jesus sets aside significant time in conversation with his Heavenly Father, seeking his wisdom and the Spirit's guidance, seeking to draw alongside his Father God to make sure that he's in step with God's will. What big decisions do you and I have to make at this time? Maybe we could set time aside with our Heavenly Father. Maybe we could take ourselves away from the other distractions. Maybe we could have a time, a set time with our Heavenly Father to soak ourselves in his presence, to actively seek his will, to speak to him, but also to listen to him and to make room to draw alongside and fall in step with his good and perfect will for our lives. Let me pray for us. Father God, we thank you for the example of Jesus, that your Son needed that time with you set aside. We pray, Father, with those big decisions that we have to make, which are just part of life. We pray that we would be people who seek to spend time with you, devote time to speaking and to hearing from you. Help us be wise, help us to live through our prayer life in step with you. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen.
Teach me how to trust you again.